This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'll just mention a couple to you. There was an article that came in the Time magazine on the 15th of July, 1974. And the title was Great Leaders of History. And many people gave their reasoning. Who was the greatest leader in human history? Historians gave their views. Writers gave. Military men gave, businessmen gave, many people gave. One person, he gave his reasoning. His name was Jules Masserman. He was a psychoanalyst, a professor in the University of Chicago in USA. And before he mentions the great leader of history, he gives reasons that a great leader should fulfill three criteria. Number one, that leader, number one, should provide for the well-being of the led. Number two, he should provide a social organization in which the people will feel secure. Number three, he should provide a set of beliefs. Then Jules Masserman, he gives a name of few leaders. He says that Pasteur and Salk were great leaders in the first sense. Gandhi and Confucius on one hand, and Alexander, Caesar and Hitler on the other hand, were leaders in the second sense. Some maybe also in the third sense. Jesus and Buddha were only leaders in the third sense. But the greatest leader of humankind, which fulfilled all three senses, was Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Moses to a lesser extent. Jules Masserman, a psychoanalyst from the University of Chicago, USA, he says that Pasteur and Salk, maybe first category they fulfilled, they were leaders who provided the well-being of the led. Gandhi and Confucius on one hand, and Alexander, Caesar and Hitler on the other hand, they were of the second sense. That means they gave a social organization in which the people felt secured, and some extent maybe second, some set of beliefs they give. Jesus and Buddha, he says, only in the third sense, they give a set of belief. But the greatest leader who fulfills in all three categories, according to Jules Masserman, provides the well-being of the led, provides a social organization which people feel secure, provide a set of beliefs, is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And Moses to a lesser extent, maybe I think so. Jules Masserman was a Jew, so he put Moses also. And fulfilling Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse number 18, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is like Moses, peace be upon him. And Jesus, peace be upon him, is unlike Moses, peace be upon him. There was a book written by a famous historian by the name of Michael H. Hart. The topic of that book was 100 most influential persons in history, right from Adam, peace be upon him, till the time the book was written a few years back. And number one, Michael H. Hart is not a Muslim, maybe a Jew or a Christian. He puts number one, the most influential human being in the world. He places Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jesus, number three. And he says Jesus and Moses, their influence put together is nowhere compared to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, alone. George Bernard Shaw, he says that if a man was to assume the dictatorship, he talks about Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, a man, if he assumes the dictatorship of this modern world, he will succeed in solving the problems of humankind. And he would give the much needed peace and security to this world. He's talking on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to become a dictator of the modern world, he would give the solution to the problems of humankind and would give it peace and security which is much needed. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter number 46, verse number 10. Say, if this book, the glorious Quran, is from Almighty God Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you reject it after a messenger from the Bani Israel, from the children of Israel, testifies to it, he believes in it, and you are arrogant, you are unjust. Allah guides not the unjust. Surah Kawthar, chapter number 108, verse number 1 to 3, which says, Inna atainakal kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shaniyaka ulabtar. Allah Almighty says, to thee, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have granted the font of abundance. So turn to thy Lord in prayer and sacrifice. Anyone who hates Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he would be cut off from all future hopes.